Good morning. Welcome to our channel sponsored by Livina.com. You're listening to Learning English Through Music, and I'm your host, Linda. First of all, I want to say thank you to our dear friend Sparkling. Sparkling, thank you so much for recommending today's song, Home We'll Go.Like you said, the song appeared at the end of the movie A Dog's Purpose. By the way, I strongly recommend this movie to all of you. So the song fits for that movie's end theme, and it hits the spot for encouragement and what vision of home you may have. Great fun tune, wonderful banjo break, simple yet perfect. Those are the words you can use to describe today's song.Now, enough said, let's just go ahead and enjoy the tune. Home We'll Go.
Don't let your head hang low. You've seen the darkest skies I know. Let your heart run childlike horses in the wild. So take my hand and home we'll go. The sun it glows like gold. Feel it warm as a burning coal. Let your soul shine bright like diamonds in the sky. So take my hand
Sound like I do. Sparkling, once again, thank you so much for contributing to today's program by introducing such a great song. And for the rest of you, my dear audience, if you dig the song like I do, you can use the link down below and download it from the net disc. And now, time to learn some English words from the song. It's not some words, it's just one word. Home. Home. H-O-M-E. I guess everybody knows what it means. Home refers to the place where we live with our family, right? But apart from that, home can also refer to a place where old people or sick people are cared for. Let's take a look at some example sentences. Number one, it's going to be a home for handicapped children. So here, home is not the home we understand. It's a place where handicapped children will be taken care of. It's going to be a home for handicapped children. We have another phrase, a nursing home. A nursing home. For example, her family put her into a nursing home. Her family put her into a nursing home. So here, a nursing home refers to a place where old people are cared for by some nurses, professional nurses. Now let's take a look at another home phrase, at home, at home. So at home means you are at home physically, you are in your house. Or, oh no, I left my purse at home. I left my wallet at home. It happens sometimes after you have bought something and then you realize, oh, I don't have my purse with me. Oh no, I left my purse at home. One more sentence. She is convalescing at home after her operation. I guess you have noticed there's one big word in this sentence. Convalesce. Convalesce. This word spells C-O-N-V-A-L-E-S-C-E. Convalesce. Convalesce. If you are convalescing, it means you are resting and recovering from an illness or an operation. Convalesce, convalesce. Please take notes of this word. Oh, sorry, I got a message. Okay, at home has several meanings. Let's move on to its second meaning. At home, it can describe a feeling of like you are being comfortable or relaxed, especially when you are at a new place or a strange place. For example, sit down and make yourself at home. This sentence sounds like something you can say to a visitor or a guest. Sit down and make yourself at home. Or, I just didn't feel at home in Malaysia. Well, I feel the same way when I'm in Namibia. I just don't feel at home in Namibia. It means you don't feel safe or the place doesn't feel like home. I just didn't feel at home in Malaysia or I don't feel at home in Namibia. I don't feel safe or I don't feel relaxed when I'm in Namibia. Let's move on to the third meaning of the phrase at home. So at home can also refer to in your own country. Sentence. The president is not as popular at home as he is abroad. It's very weird, right? He is not liked, or his own people don't like him as much as the people abroad do. The president is not as popular at home as he is abroad. Now, we still have one more home phrase. To hit home or to strike home. This is a very useful phrase. To hit home or to strike home. So here the verbs hit and strike, they are similar in meaning. They have a similar meaning. To hit or strike. This phrase, it has two meanings. The first one is to have the intended effect on somebody. The second one is to become fully realized by somebody. Sentences. Number one, her face went pale as his words hit home. Her face went pale as his words hit home. Second one, his criticism hit home. His criticism hit home. The last one, It hit home that I cannot be friends with her. It means I fully realize that I will never be friends with her. All right, that's all we have for today. Thank you very much for tuning into our channel and keeping me company. Love you guys. If you like me, you can follow me on WeChat or TikTok. Until next time.